Hey, what's up? Welcome to new podcast here at Cyclone Fanatic. A lot to get to today. Let's just dive right in as we're at the Charterhouse Real Estate office. Guys, when I saw the point spread for Iowa State, Texas Tech, I was floored. I thought it would be like 10.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
Down at 3. I feel like Vegas is screwing with us.
It actually leads me to believe that
Iowa State's going to win.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, too. Because, like, for the life of me, I want to put the house on Texas Tech.
You can't bet against Iowa State, though.
No, I never do. But, like, you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Like, my head says, from what I've seen of these two teams this year, there's no way – well, not no way.
We keep up.
But it's – to me, like, it's a very strong play at Texas Tech at -3. However, this is one of those – it's a Nebraska-Ohio State type line where it doesn't make any sense, and it tells me that they know something.
Do you really believe that to be true, though, that Vegas always knows something?
No, but we've seen it so many. Gray, do you remember that line? I remember we talked about
this. Iowa State.
Drake, Iowa State basketball was one. Do you remember the line? It was West Virginia's first year in the Big 12. They were, like, undefeated, and they went down to Tech and were, like, a 4.5-point underdog to, like, a 2-2 Tech team or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And we're all like, what? And we didn't understand it. And Tech won by like 14.
Yep.
It just – this seems like a game, and I talked to Sage about this a lot because I brought – the way I just framed it to you guys, I did the same thing to Sage. And he ran like 4 points by me that now has me convinced that Iowa State might win.
I think – I mean, there's no question they can win. Keep the ball away from Texas Tech. Just run it down their throat over and over and over again. And don't do what Mangino did either. When you're running for 10 yards a carry, don't let Sam Rich start throwing the ball 20 times a game.
Don't you get that game last year was when I drunkenly called for Mangino to be fired.
Yes, with you.
Does anything bother you happy more when coaches get in those moments where coaches seem like, man, they're really trying to earn a paycheck here by simply overthinking it, by trying to coach?
Yeah.
If something's working
just do
every
it.
Play, do it every play. And you see teams get out of that pattern
yep.
all the time. It's like if you need to run it 100% of the game and it works 100%, why would you throw it?
Yeah, especially –
there's no reason to.
Wasn't Mike Warren averaging like 10 yards a carry last year?
You got 10 yards per carry. Yep, and we still threw the ball 30 times.
We've told this story on a podcast
and a terrible
before,
completion
I think,
percentage.
But a friend of ours was getting married that day at Jack Trice Stadium. And Gray, I didn't do post game because of the wedding. Gray and I watched the game at Welch Avenue Station. I mean, we had like two or three pitchers before we went to this. And it was super awkward because the reception is at the Jacobson Building. Mm-hmm. And we're at a table with these like upper level admins at Iowa State.
Yep.
And
we were both fuming.
You factor in the alcohol. Gray and I have been together, so we're feeding off of each other.
You're drunk tweeting.
Like, it was I'm tweeting Fireman Gino. Like, it was just so awkward.
Which is funny because we gave up 66 points, and we never had anything bad to say about Wally Burnham. He was horrible that game,
but
too.
Again, though, like, he was terrible. Yeah, no doubt. But my whole deal, like, I could always come back to Iowa State's defense in the Rhodes era, and I could always make this statement, and they weren't ever very good, but damn it, they were on the field all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a defense and your offense goes three and out 75% of the time, like, your back is against the wall.
I don't think anybody will argue that the defense outperformed the offense during Paul Rhodes' era by far. It wasn't even close.
No question.
The offense, for the most part, was always pathetic.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. No question. Did they ever have a good offense?
Oh.
They were starting to be okay at that last Herman year. They were finally starting to click a little bit.
Sure.
But they were never, like, prolific.
And then he replaced him with Messingham.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, I mean, it went all downhill after that.
So Saturday, mid to low 40s.
Favors Iowa State.
I talked to Woody about this on CFTV Live. He thinks it's not going to be as big of an impact for Texas Tech as it would for, like, Texas or those other teams because the weather down there does get cold in Lubbock. But I'm telling you what, if Iowa State's able to run the ball early in this game, come third and fourth quarter, and we're just continuing to run it at them, Texas Tech's going to want to be anywhere else but Ames, Iowa.
Yeah.
But you got to get to that point first.
You got to get to that point. Another caveat I like to this game is how they lost their game on Saturday. Missed PAT. Could have sent you to overtime, had a huge win.
It's a great cover, though. It's a great cover.
That was a great hit on the under. if it weren't for that, I would have gone 0-5 last week.
Oh, that's good stuff.
What do you guys think of the over-under for this one? 75.5.
For Iowa State?
Yep.
I'd take the under.
Because for Tech to cover, I mean, you look at – I hear what everything you guys are saying, right? So weather is a factor, you know, ball control, all of that stuff. And those are hypotheticals. We don't know what's going to happen other than the weather. We do know it's going to be in the 40s. Texas Tech is going to score points. We don't have a great defense. They have a pretty damn good offense. They're going to score points. It's reasonable, I think, that Texas Tech scores at least 35 points. It's 5 touchdowns, right? So if Iowa State covers, then they're +3, and that basically puts them at the over-under right there.
I'd play the
so
under.
So what makes you take the under?
I would
other
take,
than Texas Tech isn't going to – because you can't take both. You can't take Iowa State's covering and the under for that to make much sense.
Well, I'd play the under just because I think that – Campbell's philosophy will really come into play and be tested on Saturday. Because I think he knows his defense can't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think that they are going to absolutely try and sit on the ball.
Yeah.
Because I think that they believe they can run on this team too.
Yeah.
So I really do. I think that you're going to see a Iowa State trying to shorten this game as much as possible.
Texas,
that's the only way they can win.
I will say this to Charter's point, too. A team that I think Campbell will want to play like, Kansas State, that score was still 44-38, which would be the over. And they try to do the same thing, take the ball out of their, you know,
I wonder too,
time of possession.
How windy is it going to be?
I was just looking at.
I don't really think it will affect Mahomes that much because he has a cannon.
Yeah.
I don't know about Park. We haven't really seen Park in this type of environment before.
Friday night's supposed to be 50-mile-an-hour gusts, but I think then it's supposed to die down Saturday, but I don't know for sure.
What's the – yeah. It was,
Gray, you're the official stat guy, and I have no clue, but I would assume Texas Tech's run defense is in the bottom three in the Big 12.
117th out of 128, and I think their passing is dead last.
So they're garbage.
They're horrible.
Yeah, that's awful.
All right. Are they worse in the Big 12, or is Kansas? Who's last?
Kansas is a lot better than them.
Yeah, Texas Tech's the worst. Iowa State's actually run defense is not that much better than Texas Tech's. Iowa State gives up 5.1 yards per carry. Texas Tech's 5.8. 5.8's awful.
That's really bad.
Terrible. Yeah. So
Kansas' defense really isn't even ranked that poorly.
No,
it?
It's not. It's the offense.
Yeah, their offense is like the worst in college football.
So you guys both going out on a limb? Iowa State.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Nope. I'm not doing that. I would pick Tech to win.
It would not surprise me to see Iowa State win this game.
Yeah,
I wouldn't pick them to win.
I'd put it at like I'm like a 60-40
Tech. Yeah.
Based on everything,
I'm excited.
Based on everything you guys are saying, though, I'm smelling the over. That's what I'm smelling.
Yeah.
Tech's going to score. Iowa State's going to have to keep up at some point, right?
The
run philosophy is great.
Yeah.
Until Tech starts scoring, and then that goes out the window because you got to catch up.
I think that that's Campbell's philosophy. I think that's what their game plan is going to be, and I'm hopeful that they stick with it because that's what pissed me off about last year's game so much. It's like you guys are not going to. You're not going to out-duel Tech in an air raid offensive shootout.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I hope, too, Walters and I kind of got into this last night on the radio. And this would play to your over if this happens. Defensively, do you think that we will see the pressure that they brought against Oklahoma?
I hope so, because you can't let Mahomes just sit back. He'll pick you apart.
Well, and that's
you
what he did last year.
Yeah.
And
he had a bum leg last year. Remember that?
And if they do that, Mark, that will lead to 2 or 3 easy touchdowns for Tech. However, it could also lead to, you know, like Baker Mayfield, the one where Justin Thomas got the interception. It could lead
Jamal
to
Wiltz's play, yeah.
It could lead to some plays like that, too.
Pressure's one thing, and pressure's great. But if you bring pressure, you better get there, because Mahomes is probably one of the best quarterbacks in the country outside the pocket. When he gets forced out,
he might be the best quarterback. He chucks it. Outside the pocket.
He's got a huge arm.
He's not afraid to make any throw. He doesn't care if a guy's 60 yards downfield. He'll throw it up, and those wide receivers are good enough.
He makes dumb throws.
Oh, there's no question.
He reminds me a little bit of Manziel when everyone was saying he was great, and he would just chuck it
to Mike Evans. Mike Evans, yeah.
Yeah.
So Iowa State cornerbacks are going to have a lot of pressure on him because they're going to have to guard guys for 5, 6, 7 seconds in times where they think, well, he's not throwing 60 yards across the field to the guy I'm covering here. Yes, he will. Like, you have to continue to guard these guys.
Yep.
I just looked this up. The over-under for Texas Tech games have been over 80 points 8 out of 10 games this year. This will be only the third time all year where the over-under's
under. How many have they hit out of those?
About half, actually. It's about 50-50 for their over-unders.
Okay.
Seems about right.
I bet Iowa State's never had an over-under of 80 points, ever, in their history.
Probably not. I wouldn't think so.
And they've done it 8 out of 10 times. That's crazy.
I kind of like it, though.
You kind of like it. You like the over 75.
Say what you want about Iowa beating Michigan, but...
Who called that, by the way?
What was it? What was the final score? That wasn't 9-6.
11-10? Or...
Well, no,
14-13.
I mean, come on. I mean, I want to see some action, dude. If you like defense,
yeah.
I will say this about the Big 12 this year, and this generally the Big 12 actually, but it's down.
Terrible. However,
like the games have been,
if
you can stomach 4.5 hour games,
yeah.
Like they've been, week to week, there is no more difficult league to pick the outcome of games than the Big 12. And it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, every week, there's two or three games, and you're just like, I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah.
And they go down to the wild. It's been a fun – they don't deserve a playoff team, but it's been a lot of fun to watch.
I think you guys, because of – you know, obviously, Chris is a media member, and Gray is also –
Gray's part of the media.
A media member.
You guys are so full of shit.
Chris has told me. You guys have probably found it easy to get into basketball just because it's your job.
But, I love basketball.
But I wanted to segue into basketball because I have not been up to Hilton yet.
Got some breaking news. You want the breaking news?
Yeah.
Iowa State's going to the Puerto Rico tip-off next year.
Oh, nice in between going to Maui.
Boise State, Florida State, Illinois State, Iowa State, South Carolina, Tulsa, Tammy Floyd and UTEP.
If he's still there.
And Western Michigan.
So I was going to – that brings up the question, is Chris Williams going to Puerto Rico next year then?
Is it during Thanksgiving again?
I believe so, yes.
Then Chris will more likely be going. Lucky son of a bitch.
You said the S word and the B word in 2 minutes.
Quick, grow up, all right? It's okay.
Hey, so
that's not really jam-packed full of teams, but there's a couple of teams that will be solid. South Carolina will be solid.
Say that Iowa State's like the headline team in that.
Yeah, but here's the good thing about that. Next year they're going to be down a little bit because they'll have a lot of freshmen.
My guess is that Iowa State scheduled that knowing that next year would be a year where you just pray to be on the bubble.
That Hawaii tournament sounds a little juicier than that one, but hey,
a lot juicier.
A lot juicier. That's the premier.
Have you already booked your tickets for that one?
No, I'm waiting on Gray.
I'm working on maybe getting a charter flight out there. Not a Mark charter, but
you want to rent my private jet?
Yeah,
Yep.
Trump already told me his wasn't available.
I think that that would be a fun trip, dude.
Mark, combine it.
When is that going to be? The Hawaii one?
December.
No, that's a Thanksgiving tournament.
That is Thanksgiving too,
yeah.
Maui?
Yeah.
Okay, Maui. Yeah, I'm sorry. The tickets go on sale next December 2017. That's what I'm thinking of.
And they're kind of impossible to get, aren't they?
No.
Tiny Gym, those teams?
They are hard to get because of the lack of tickets. Place only holds like 3,000 people. It's not big. Yeah. So I've been talking to the people out there in Maui.
Burning up the phones?
Yeah, a little bit.
So I have not been to Hilton yet. I plan to go soon. But what's the take? I've heard mixed reactions on the new lighting up at Hilton.
I love it. I think it's great.
I've heard it's a little bit dark in the stands or darker in the stands.
It looks like an NBA arena. Awesome.
For the intro, are they going like – they're not going full Chicago Bulls, are they?
No, it's like the lights are flashing.
But it's not dark.
The lights are flashing to the jock jams.
So they don't go dark.
It goes dark for a minute, and they do the intro like video on the board, and then when they start doing the starting lineups, it starts flashing to the jock jams.
So you're a big fan, though. It's an improvement.
Oh, okay. I think it's great. Okay, I honestly there's some really like old school Iowa State people who I don't think care for it, just because Hilton always the lighting was always a little different in Hilton anyways.
Bright.
Yeah. And now it looks like an NBA arena, I think.
Okay.
I love it. I think it's a huge
Blue hairs, though, they don't like change.
Yeah, I think it's the reason I said the old school Iowa Staters, I think it's people who don't like the change. And it's been one way for a really long time and
yep.
Like, and I watched the women's game, the Northern Iowa game on TV, and then I rewatched one of the men. And the complaints I kept getting is, oh, well, you can't see the crowd and all that. I saw everything fine.
Huh.
Like, it didn't look any different to me.
To you?
Okay. I mean, it looked different, but it's not like – I don't understand the complaints. Some people will just complain about anything.
Do people really need to see the crowd?
Why does it matter? Like, I think – and I can tell another way – like our photos that we use for Cyclone Fanatic,
yeah,
they look awesome. this year. The court is actually, like, it's the highlight.
Yeah. Gray, have you been?
I have not been. I've watched both games on cycles.
Have you noticed any difference?
Watching on TV?
Yeah.
Not really.
Man, because it's, I don't know. Every time I tweet something about it, I'll have like five dudes complain.
People just
really?
They decide to complain, man. That's all there is to that.
It always amazes me what people get all up in arms about.
It's like, oh, we got these state-of-the-art lights now, and you can do all this cool stuff with them. Well, let's bitch about it.
Like anything, though, it'll take time for people to get used to it. Once people get used to it, they'll never think about it
again. They won't even notice it in February.
It's like when we redo a website, right?
Correct.
The first month, people bitch about it. And
although this new one, we really didn't have any complaints.
No, we didn't.
Thank God.
But typically, when you do changes like that, you're going to get people that complain.
Every time Facebook does like a facelift, everybody's like, oh, I'm getting off of this. And then their numbers
grow. Did you guys, when you did the new site, did you reset like the rankings in the in the forums, or did those carry over?
No, it carried over.
Because people would have freaked if you had done that.
That would have been a bad – yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, people would have freaked.
It's a pain in the ass to move all that stuff, but it's well worth it, though.
It got done.
It got done. Anyways, yeah, so basketball Sunday, the Citadel, that'll be a fun game. Take the over in that one. And then
they get up and down the court, don't they?
Yeah, they play one of the fastest paces in all of college basketball.
Williams, you gave me a solid take on that last game, by the way. You said the over. Did you say you'd bet your mortgage on it kind of thing?
I said.
The Savannah State game?
The Savannah State over. It was at 141, and I texted Mark before, and I was like, dude, like, I know I'm not supposed to use the word lock anymore. Like, this is the lock of all locks.
And you're right.
Thanks for texting me.
The over hit with 11 minutes left in the game.
Yeah. That's got to be the earliest of all time.
That's
doesn't
a
it?
Bad line right there, dude.
Seriously, though, somebody at Vegas screwed up.
Fell asleep at the wheel.
Like, that was an absurd number for that game.
Oh.
Absurd.
It's kind of like one of those where the over-under should have been 184 and someone enters it at 148.
Yeah.
And then it goes out to the world. It's like, oops.
You know, we always talk about how betting over-unders, if you bet the under, it sucks for football because you want it.
You're rooting for bad things. Yep.
Rooting for unders in basketball is even worse because at the end of games, the free throws and the fouls, and all of a sudden you're sitting there, you're like, yeah, they're covering by 20 points with 3 minutes to go. I got this thing locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And the game takes an hour from there.
Yep.
I've had a couple bad beats on that this year.
They happen, man. So you're saying over again this week, Chris?
Well, whatever it is against the Citadel, I don't know what that will be.
180. Would you take the over of 180? Because I would say it's going to get 100.
When is that? When
180?
When is that game?
That'd be huge.
God, that'd be
Sunday.
Scary. I bet the over-under will be like 168, 170-ish.
There was no line or over-under for the last game against Mount St. Mary, so there might not be one for Citadel either.
Yeah, I don't know. But if it is, I just play the over just for fun and just hope for bombs away.
Well, Iowa State's got to shoot well. They're so far two games, they're not hitting anything.
Correct. They haven't. And then next week, I don't know if Jared will fill in or not, but I leave on Tuesday.
Well, next week's Thanksgiving
week,
what are we going to do for Thanksgiving? We'll talk about that off air.
Regardless,
Thanksgiving, I'm gonna eat some yums. That's what I'm gonna do.
Clones play at 11:30 on Thanksgiving.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Where?
Orlando.
Florida.
That's why he's going to be gone. He'll be down cover doing the game.
That's a crappy
They play Indiana State.
Indiana State, and then they play either like Stanford or Miami on Friday.
I'm guessing Miami.
Likely be Gonzaga. If they win those first two games, it'll be Gonzaga on
Iowa State
Sunday.
Should win that tournament. Should. I know Gonzaga's highly rated and everything, but I think Iowa State's better.
I watched they looked awesome the other night.
Yeah, I know. But I think Iowa State's better.
I would guess – let's just say that they do meet up. I bet the Zags are a slight favorite.
No, I agree.
Don't you think Vegas will put that?
I think Iowa State's going to win that game. They do have that Washington transfer, right?
Yes. William Goss.
Goss, yeah. He's a good player.
Because everybody wanted him to come to Iowa State when Otzelberger came back.
Yeah. Why didn't Otz make that happen?
Because that's a no-no.
Because he sucks.
It really is. It's frowned upon in the coaching circles to go somewhere and then have to take like – Abdul Massey did with that one guy who never plays out there at St. John's.
Darian Williams?
Yeah.
We forget about him. Oh, such a big loss.
He barely even played. But I think he had some injuries.
He had the shoulder issue. Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't really matter. Regardless.
I'm posting, by the way, on the Twitter feed for the podcast that cross-country video of
The kid getting hit by a deer.
A deer getting trucked by a cross-country runner getting trucked by a deer.
My wife's like the sweetest person ever. I played that for her last night, and she could not – She could not stop laughing.
What's better is there's audio in the video right before it happens where guys like, watch out for the deer.
And then he goes, watch out for the deer. And then somebody goes, holy shit.
It gets trucked.
See, I never.
Oh, that's funny.
You turned that up for me.
Sorry, I meant to turn it down.
I never actually heard the audio. I need to go back and listen to the audio of this.
The audio makes it funny. Because we may not have a show before Thanksgiving next week.
To have some sort of a show.
Before, though. Maybe after. Picks. I don't know. But I was going to ask you guys, are you big fans of turkey? Because this is a point of contention every single year. I have the traditional Thanksgiving dinner up at my wife's parents' house in Ames. And it's great. They do all, you know, everything you'd expect to see on the table.
What about the cranberry? Do you have the cranberry?
There's cranberry like jelly and stuff.
The
rolls
stuff that comes out of the can.
And mashed potatoes and corn and all that stuff, right? I am not, nor have I ever been, a big fan of turkey. And people look at me like I'm crazy for that. I would rather have ham.
Turkey's
a dry meat, you know?
It all depends on how you make it.
Do you guys go traditional, straight up traditional Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And question
two. But we have ham too.
And question two is.
Spire ham's my favorite.
Question two is, at what point in life do traditional family holidays and just your traditions become your traditions? So we're used to, I'm still in this phase where you go to parents' house, right? Thanksgiving, we go to her parents' house all the time. But at what point does it transition to now people come to your house your holiday?
When the parents are knocking on death's door and they can't do it anymore.
We've talked about doing it at our house this year. We got the new house. In my family, we typically rotate Christmas. Thanksgiving's always at my parents', and then Christmas we rotate around. So I don't know. Does your wife's family have like these weird traditions that they do that just make no sense to you? And my wife's family, God love them.
Not really. No, I don't think so.
They get cards for everyone for Father's Day, birthdays, everything, and they don't write anything on the cards. They get a card, they put it in an envelope, and then they open it up and they go, that's a lovely card. And then they pass it around the whole circle of everyone. To me, it's the biggest waste of $5
that
ever.
That is bizarre.
I don't understand it.
They don't write in the card?
They write their name from Adam and Julie. Sweet message. Like, I understand getting a card if you're going to write, like, some nice long message about, you know, what they mean to you and have a great year. But
Hallmark just constantly finds ways to rip us off.
And they do it all the time.
I've never in my life gotten a card with nothing written in it. I mean, occasionally I'll get a card with, like, their signature or
that's
something.
It has their signature. I'll say,
but, like, no personal thought.
Nothing.
At all. That's, no person. That's odd to me. I don't get that.
And not only that, then, but we have to pass it all the way around the circle for everybody to read, to look at the card, and then everyone goes.
Do you like read it, or you just?
I pretend. You know, I like open it up. I'm like, oh,
do you guys
that's
play?
A great
do you guys
card.
Play games at family gatherings?
Sometimes.
We play pitch.
I played that before. There's a fun game. This is actually interesting. It's easy to do. Where it's basically a version of Pictionary, and Pictionary meets telephone. Like the telephone game where you whisper something to somebody. So somebody starts by drawing. It could be anything. But like say it's the Chicago Cubs or just, you know, an event or whatever. But you draw it and then you pass the drawing to the next person. And they basically have to write down what they think it is. And then that gets passed to the next person who draws what you just wrote, etc. And at the end you compare what's left. Someone has to guess at the end what the original message was.
Okay.
And when you have real shitty artists in your family, like I have several of those, it gets butchered quick.
Mm-hmm.
And games like that can be fun, you know? I think
just make fun of everybody.
You make fun of everybody.
Yeah.
That's what makes a great game a great game, is you just laugh at how stupid people are, you know? Yeah. It beats Trivial Pursuit and Scrabble and all the intellectual games.
Yeah.
Or you do another fun one is, do you have big family gatherings? Or
no,
just a few?
Not anymore. We used to. Everybody's dying.
Everybody writes down something that they have done in their life that they don't think other people know that they've done. And then you compile all those and read them, and everyone else has to guess who did what. And the person gets the most right.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Wins.
That sounds like a fun game.
It's always fun in my family because of the stuff that I say that people just go, yeah, that has to be Mark. He's the only one that would have done that. So it's the only one that went to the brothel next door.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Or not.
Can we talk about that?
Yes, we can talk about it. He's been dying to talk about
Mark's
this.
Mark's been investigating this massage parlor next door, and he appears to have found some evidence that there's some shenanigans going on.
I found the smoking gun. And by that, I mean I did not go down there and show them my smoking gun. But I, I found evidence.
And you're working on reporting this to the authorities?
Well, let's just say this. If you Google, which is exactly what I Googled, Ankeny Asian massage. That's what I Googled.
Why does it have to be Asian? Like, what is it?
Because massage parlors, as they're known, and by the way, the Des Moines Register ran a story about these the other day. Massage parlors, by that very term, are typically Asian. They just are. I don't know why, but they just are. So when you think massage parlor, you're not thinking Massage Heights, which is a legitimate massage place, et cetera. You're not
That's
thinking
where I've
that.
Always gone.
And they're fine. They're legitimate, okay? And I've gone there, and they don't offer you anything. They just give you a massage, which
in
they
fact,
should.
And then they want to book you for like – they always are like, yeah, you need to come in here at least twice a month.
Yeah.
They, like, prescribe that to you.
By the way,
like,
it's legit, but not always comfortable. One of our employees went down there for a massage, and for the entire hour that they were there, two things. One, the fire alarm was going off. Oh, massages are supposed to be relaxing, so the building's fire alarm was going off.
That's awful.
And then she said the masseuse was literally, not on purpose probably, but literally laying her large breasts, like, on her head as she would reach to, like, rub her back and stuff. So she had boobs just sitting on her head.
But that sounds the whole time.
Well, for you and me, it'd probably be fine. For females not into that, probably not. But anyway, Ankeny Asian Massage, look that up. The very first site that pops up when you search that, you guys can try it right now if you want to, is a website called rubmaps.com.
How did you find out about this?
I just told you I found out about it. I Googled.
You were just Googling just for fun, just trying to find
out? No, I wanted to see. I read the Register article, which talked about these places. And then I said –
Tell us how you really found out about it.
I'm telling you the exact truth. So I Googled that, and rubmaps.com pops up. Some of you might be asking, what is rubmaps.com? I'll tell you. If you're traveling around the country –
You know there's like four guys who are subscribers.
Probably.
Listening.
So if you're traveling around the country and you want to know where you can not only get a massage but a little extra hanky-panky on top of that massage, you go to rubmaps.com and they'll tell you locations that probably do that type of thing and probably is not good enough. But then if you read the reviews underneath those, that's where you get the detail. And I'll be honest here. I tried to click on the reviews to read them. And it said I need to spend $15 to
read those
reviews. Did you
spend the $15?
And I spent the $15. So I wanted to get to the bottom of it. As soon as I spent the $15, Pandora's box was open, boys. And
you read like a smutty novel last night before you went to bed.
Let's just say there was some descriptive material in there that confirmed our suspicions on what's happening.
You're in a database now.
You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
That is very true. But these reviews gave some specific names, some specific info
Did
that
you
people
know
would not
names?
Know.
Have you gone over and asked for those names since?
I have not yet. This was last night, fellas. I haven't had time, you know? They've been closed.
All right, speaking of time, we're running out of it, so let's get to our picks. Mark went 0-5 last week.
Back-to-back weeks, 0-5. I'm going to make a new rule, can't do it midseason. Next year when we do the picks, if you go 0-5, you got to take a double.
Oh, jeez.
I think that's fair, right?
Sure.
Jeez.
0-5, I mean, that's pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
To do it back-to-back weeks?
Like I told you guys when we learned of Mark's 0-5, this doesn't even mean that Mark sucks. What this means is
– No, it does. It means he sucks.
Because he was 12-3.
I'm not a fan of the world's largest shot glass pulled out, by the way.
It's just a normal shot glass. It's just skinny.
We need to pour a normal shot.
You're just giving him a shot of – Captain Morgan?
Captain Morgan.
That's a double, dude.
Warm Captain Morgan.
So, by the way, I got it.
I would puke. Like,
I'm not going to give the –
I hate spiced rum.
I'm not going to give the shout-out yet, but and unfortunately, I need to actually win another week at some point for this to even happen. But I put out the call for somebody to grab me a bottle of Malort over there.
Yeah.
And the bottle of Malort has been secured.
Nice.
And is on its way here. So, if I win another week – The next one that I win, someone's taking a shot
of. This is funny because I have one coming back as well.
Do you really?
Yeah. After this weekend, yeah.
So it sounds like Williams is getting a shot of Malort at some point.
Yeah, guaranteed I will at some point.
All right.
We're running short on weeks, man. There's only a couple weeks left.
So I'm going.
I like my picks this week.
Back-to-back 0-5 weeks, what you do is you mix it up. Got to do it, right? So I'm on full tilt at this point. So I'm going all NFL.
Wow.
All NFL.
That's boring.
Well, it's college. College has abandoned me. So
he just doesn't want to get those texts on Saturday night saying you're
well,
already done.
And if nothing else, I don't want to lose before you guys lose. So I'm going to wait till Sunday.
Do you want to do your shot first or second?
Let's do it first here. It's just a shot of Captain Morgan.
Chime in here. Is that not a really big shot?
It seems like a massive shot.
It's just a skinny glass, guys. It's not. It's Where's
all
your
right,
other
hey,
shot glasses?
Hey, fine, let's compare.
Yeah,
you call out your first pick, and I'm going to get the real shot glass.
Get this thing out of me, because I had a really bad night. It was one of the last night. It was my last after I took my final at Iowa State, and I the Thumbs. Did you ever go to Thumbs, Mark?
No.
Do you know what Thumbs is?
I do.
They were having basically like $2.50 double Captain Morgan night. And I'm not kidding you. Like, that's the sickest I've ever been.
This isn't even a real shot glass
that's
size.
What we've used all year.
Jeez.
Look at that. Look how much extra he was wanting to give me. Oh, yeah. Just
now you're just throwing rum all over Charter's rug.
Just get the carpet going.
I forget how bad that smells.
This is disgusting.
I absolutely hate Captain Morgan. I think it's the worst.
Well, it's – yeah, the spiced rum is just – oh, God, it's gross.
And you drink it warm.
Oh, get it away from me, Gray. I have some awful memories of this stuff from my college
days. I think we all do.
Oh, God, I'm such.
Just I thought I was going easy on you this time.
Oh well, compared to what it could have been, I agree. It's not bad. All right, I'm gonna. Can I do my picks?
Yep.
All right, so nobody cares because it's the NFL. I'm gonna do Bengals minus 2.5 at home against the Bills. Pick number one.
What'd you say again? Bengals.
Bengals minus 2.5 over the Bills at home. That stuff does stink, man.
All right, I want Houston tonight at 14 versus Louisville.
Whoa. You know Louisville's got to make a statement. But you're taking Houston?
Yeah, I want Houston. I really like that one.
Okay, so it's plus 14.
That actually stuff opens up the sinuses just sitting there.
I think you might have got a half point just right now. Let me take a look.
I did?
Yeah, I think so.
That would be
amazing. It's all up to 15. I'll give you 15 on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is big.
Daddy likes.
Money is pouring in for Louisville.
Daddy likes.
All right. This team, Maryland, has lost 62-3 and 69-3 in back-to-back weeks. Now they're traveling to Nebraska. I know Nebraska at Iowa next week, but they're only favored by 13.5. I think Nebraska wins that by more than 2 touchdowns.
Against who? Maryland?
Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland's really fallen off when they've played their better competition.
Yeah, they've lost 5 of the last 6, and they've gotten absolutely destroyed the last 2 weeks. So I'll take Nebraska minus 13.5.
All right, Mark.
Give me the Seahawks minus 6 at home against the Eagles.
Okay.
No reason. Reasons aren't important.
I'm going to take the points here in a team that I think is better than the other, even though it's a road game. Give me plus 4.5 Oklahoma State at TCU.
I like that one. I'm doing that too.
That's one of your picks?
Yeah.
All right. You just want to roll with that now?
Yep.
All right, Mark?
Back to me. All right, we're going Titans. Mariota, GOAT, greatest of all time.
Mariota, buddy.
Mariota plus 3 against the Colts.
They suck against the Colts for some reason.
Not this year.
I hope you're right.
Boom.
They already lost once to him, though, but yeah.
Whatever.
I hope right. And Mariota, I told you 3 years ago when he was a junior, remember that? The year before?
That it was going to be the greatest of
all
time.
Did I say in 3 or 4 years, that guy will be one of the top 3 quarterbacks in the NFL. He's getting there. He's not there yet. He's getting there, though. He's a damn good quarterback. Williams, you.
I'm going to stay in the Big 12, and I think Oklahoma's been overhyped. And God,
you keep taking the ones.
I like West Virginia at plus 3, win the game outright.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that then. I was going to do it, but I don't want 2 of the same picks as you. Okay. I'll do the Iowa over 44.5. They're playing Illinois. Illinois just gave up 48 points to Wisconsin. I think Iowa can score 30s on them, and Illinois, they'll score enough. 44.5, I feel comfortable with that. I'll take it over.
Mark?
You know what? I'm going to make one change to my all-NFL picks. I'm going to take I'm going to get rid of the stupid Rams pick I had that's out the window. I'm going to go the Iowa State-Texas Tech over.
Okay.
What was that again?
75.5, I think, is what that was.
I hope for your – well.
You want me to lose. Shut up.
No, no. If the under hits, Iowa State's got a better chance of winning.
Correct.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I totally
agree. Yeah, so I hope you're wrong on that.
Totally agree with that. I'm going to go a little off the board here, and I'm going to take UT San Antonio.
What?
They're
okay.
They're getting plus 28 at Texas A&M.
27.5.
Ooh.
Yep.
Is that what it's down
to? 20, yep.
Okay, forget that.
I just did you a huge favor.
I don't
want
to
pick UT San Antonio. Nothing about that team.
I know enough about A&M to know that there's major problems down there. Give me What's the Indiana? Is it still at 24, Indiana, Michigan?
Yeah, it was opened at like 28 until they found out what's his name is. How it's 24. Yep.
I want that. I want the 24.
You want Indiana?
Yes.
It's a good pick.
Against a backup quarterback in a Michigan team that that could go either way. Harbaugh could be really pissed, but I think Indiana's pretty good though.
It's not like Spate is that good.
Correct.
I mean, he was.
But it's just the inexperience.
Sure.
In Indiana, they believe it or not can play some defense. So.
For the first time in decades.
I don't think they're that bad.
No, I'll take this team was one of my few losses last week, but they're back at home now. They're playing a team with a freshman, true freshman quarterback. I'll take Vanderbilt at home plus 10 against Ole Miss. Every time I pick Ole Miss, they kill me, so I'm picking against them.
You continue to struggle with Ole Miss.
Yep.
They're your Oregon for charter.
They are. Although this time I'm actually going against them.
I read this week that Oregon's the worst team in college football against the spread this year.
It feels that way, man.
It's because their lines are always inflated because people think that they're better than they are.
They're Oregon. They'll get it figured out, and then they don't.
Before I do my last pick, quick plug. I posted on the Fawcast Twitter feed right now. If you know a family out there that wants a great Christmas this year, check out the link I just posted. We're sponsoring the Star 102.5 Christmas break-in this year. So you give a family a real nice Christmas. So the link is on there. You can nominate a family if you know anybody out there that could use one.
Speaking of that, we're doing a deal. It's going to be December 10th.
We got this locked down?
It's not locked down, but I feel confident enough that we can start promoting it. We're going to be at the Twisted Vine Brewery December 10th, a Saturday, for we're doing a Toys for Tots ugly sweater deal.
Ooh, ugly sweater?
So you're donating ugly sweaters?
You going to wear your Nebraska sweater again?
Probably.
I've got the ugly Iowa State one. Have you seen
that? There's no such thing as an ugly Iowa State sweater.
It's hideous. It's totally hideous. All right, my last pick. I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers, as our good friend Adam Gray and I's good friend would say, their ass gravy. But I'm going to take them plus 2.5 against the Redskins.
That's got to be at Washington, I would imagine.
It is, yeah. I think they rebound a little bit.
Yep. C-Dub?
Is this my last one?
Yep.
I'll throw this one out there just for – our listeners, I really like the under in West Virginia, Oklahoma. I'm not going to take it, though.
Okay.
I'm going to take Penn State at minus 28 at Rutgers. Rutgers just gets killed by any good team that they play.
Penn State
seems awfully motivated, and they should be.
Remember when I only beat Rutgers 14-7?
Yeah. Dude, how do you explain that?
At that time, I'm like, you know, Chris Ash can do a good job there. They've been awful ever since.
I mean, they got beat 49-0 by Michigan State last week.
Yeah, I know. I took Rutgers.
Dude, they got shut out. They got shut out
huge.
They got shut out huge by Michigan, by Ohio State, and by Michigan State. Yeah. 0 points.
Correct.
It's all three teams.
That's what's
horrible. So not good.
Penn State has been if you go back, Washington beat them by like 50 early in the year. So anytime they have good competition, they get killed.
Get smoked.
You know what? I shouldn't do this. This team is like Ole Miss to me, but I'm going to do it anyway. Michigan State is 21.5 point
underdogs
at home against Ohio State. They just had a big victory. They always play Ohio State well. They play Michigan well.
Reminds me of the Michigan game.
Yep.
Huge dogs that day, too.
Huge dogs. No, I can't take that. I can't.
You should, man.
No, I should.
I would take it. I think that's a good one.
Texas San Antonio is still out there.
Yeah, I'm going to take this shot.
Yeah, you take that while I'm looking here. Just a shot of Captain. It goes down so good once it hits the lips.
I hate alcohol like this, though.
I know. That's why I picked it for you.
Gross. Gross.
You're welcome. You'll have a little pep in your step the rest of the day.
I'm not going to work out today. I usually work out after these things. I would refuse to take that right before a workout.
You would?
Yeah, I would. I would just be the bitch that I am and refuse to take it.
I'm glad that you can admit it.
Yeah. Well, what's the point in denying it?
Did we set a penalty?
You know what?
For refusal to do a shot.
Who cares?
Minnesota's.
We should have one.
They're a 1 point dog at home against Northwestern. I like Minnesota to win that game.
All right.
So there we go. Those are our picks. I have 3 Big Ten picks. That's.
I've got 2.
That's not good.
Tune in next week when someone's doing a shot of Malort.
I hope not to be.
We've got a 66% chance of it happening, right?
Yeah. I have a feeling that we're all going to have good weeks this week.
We need it, man.
What were you last week, Gray?
I was 3-2. I've been pretty good the last 4 weeks. I've now got a lead.
Yeah, what's the final like?
I'm 2 games over 500. Charter's 500 exactly after being 10 games over 500 2 weeks ago.
That's hard to do.
And then Williams, you are 7 games below 500.
Yeah, I've had a bad year.
Hey, man, if I've proved anything, you can catch us both, man.
I've had a horrible. Doesn't take I've long. Just had a horrible year.
It doesn't take long.
So, everyone, go check out Charter's Link. Also, check out December 10th. We'll be doing something at Twisted Vine.
We're working on the details of that, but I think it's going to be two. And we deliberately scheduled it. It's the day like that the Heisman's given, so there's no football.
Oh.
And it's the weekend after Iowa State basketball, so both teams are off.
Perfect. You know, I think there'll be a great turnout. And the reason why Iowa State fans are awesome, I went down to the Kansas game, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this is like a pity party thing, but I had a lot of extra tickets, right?
Correct.
So I had a lot of money in on tickets. And I go up to Iowa State fans. I let them know on Twitter and on Cyclone Fanatic that I had extra tickets. I had a bunch of people reach out to me. They asked me, what do you want for the tickets? And I said, hey, this is what I paid for them, but I understand this is Iowa State, Kansas. You don't need to pay me this much money. Pay me whatever you feel comfortable with. I won't negotiate with you. Whatever you want to pay me, I'll take. Iowa State fans didn't rip me off at all, man. They were so nice. They gave me fair money for everything. It just kind of goes to show you what kind of fan base that we have here. I don't think you get that a lot of around the country. And so hopefully when Christmas comes up for people, when they have an opportunity to help another family out, they step up like I think they will.
Do we also have the type of fan base that went brown on that bus?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I
didn't smell it, though.
I was in the front of the bus.
You don't have to ask. It would have wafted up there.
See, I was in the very front, so I don't know. I don't believe anyone did, but who knows?
We did tweet, by the way, that as part of the celebratory victory last week that you had lifted the brown ban. So
I did see you tweet that. I don't appreciate you putting words in my mouth on that one. Also, people listening, I'm sure you guys heard we did the Neil Barry podcast yesterday, this one. We're putting out a lot of good podcasts. Go on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. We've asked for you before. I put this up on Twitter yesterday. I had 4 people right away tweet back at me saying they did it.
4-star just won't do.
Jeremy Thompson gave me a 5-star. Thank you very much, Jeremy. I appreciate it. A couple other people did as well. I'm not going to name your names because then you started asking for things in return, like, you know, free stuff. I'm not giving away free stuff.
If you specifically mention that I'm your favorite part of the podcast, there may be a gift in it for you. That's all I'm going to say. I can't promise anything, but, you know.
There's going to be crickets on that one.
I love reviews that say Gray sucks, but everybody else is good.
Have you seen any of those?
Makes my day.
Those are
I've
definitely.
I've seen tweets.
There's definitely from family members' ears.
Whatever.
All right, boys. Good job. Enjoy your weekends.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Yep. We'll
go Clones.
We'll talk to you later.